Masech Tataharis, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, Kikaros HaKadosh Shebesech Gu Mo Sehem Mayim Mikudoshim. In their pits, Moz HaKadosh Lahavonas Mishnah Seinu Yesh Lahakdim Kan Mishnah Hashuni Lahalon. We have to introduce the Mishnah later on in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav Hasheni Shebechulin Mitami Mashke Chulin. Sadin Chulin Mitami Mashke Chulin Liyoyz Tachid Lahayim Hasheni Shani Yav Chulin Hasheni Hasheni Shebechulin Yav Chulin. Ordinary food. And the food is a sheni. Right? Chulin can become at most a sheni. Mitam mash, when it comes to contact with liquid, comes in contact with a glass of orange juice. So what happens to the orange juice? The orange juice becomes a rishain. And the liquid always goes up, does not go
down.
Always goes up, does not go down. Right? And a sheni can make truma into a shlishi. Loichlim shal truma shayitzai some shlishi l'tumah. Hashlishin, okay, that's case I'm next. Hashlishin with Truma, with Tami Mashke Kodesh. Oh, let's say we have Truma and we have Mashke Kodesh, Lios Techila. So if we have Truma, which is Shlishi, and it's kind of with Mashke Kodesh. Liquid in the base of Medesh. The base of Medesh is a lot of liquid. They have liquid to clean the Kabanas. There are a lot of plumbing, indoor plumbing. That's going to be the big show. What's going to be in the Bayesh Shlishi? Is there going to be indoor plumbing in the Bayesh Shlishi, in the base of Medesh, in order? Stop, there will be. Why not? And it qualifies to eat But shlishi of truma, in with hamashke truma, can I in with hamashke truma? Mishum shen paisel se truma. Shen shlishi oyster vi with truma, because shlishi not make truma. Step with dingle, he would dingle with liquid of kodesh. Let's see. Bikaris of the kodesh. Kodesh can become a vi. That's the point that we do here in this Mishnah.
With bikaris,
though. Loaves of bread.
Yeah.
Loaves of bread, like over here in this picture. You see over here in this picture? Well, not really strong. Okay, we'll come to this in a moment. In a moment. Oh, the picture's coming. Okay. So kikaris hakodesh goes to zilu shnei shtel och shtel lechem. Here it is, the shtel lechem ulechem aponim umenachas, the shtel lechem on Shavuos, and the lechem aponim on Shabbat umenachas, and all the various menachas every single day. Shabesuch guma sehem. What does that mean? Shel kikaris in the pits. Okay, in the gumas. Kikaris hakodesh shabesuch guma sehem shel hakikaris. So what does that mean? What do you mean pits? What do you mean pits? What's meant the pits? Oh, so he has a picture, you see?
Baruch Hashem. Came through in the...
Kikar HaKadosh HaBesuch Kumo Seim. See, there's a Guma. Kikar HaKadosh Goyen Shur Menachos Sol Shnava. Guma is Mayim Shal Gabi Kikar. Vehe Mayim Shanasu Al Taharos HaKadosh. There's a pit. There's a puddle. It's like concrete. The cavity and the puddle. When it rains, the puddle. Ever see that in the street? Come to my house. We have pits. We have puddles. Puddles. So you have over here a piece of a guma. You have here a dough, a loaf of bread, and the loaf of bread has indentations. And they're pits. So these gumas.
These pits in the bread have water.
Water. So what is the halacha? So the kodesh hakodesh. Can shel lechem aponim nochshiv tochem shel shel kodesh ma'im mikudashim ma'im shenishmeru al taharos hakodesh can shel kikaros nogos bzu bzu. Can is water nitmeis achas me'im b'sharetz nitme achas me'im kikaros b'sharetz kukulon tmeos. Why? What's the water? Shel kikaros nitme b'sharetz kikaros b'sharetz naser rishon. Okay, so the sharetz is an afatoma. The kikar becomes a rishon atoma. The second one becomes a sheni. See, next one shlish.
So when we read this, he has a parish now and pictures.
Still call you the sheretz. This is the sheretz. This is sheretz. Yeah. Av, rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi. Kikar kodesh kodesh menachos Gumos Mayim Shalgoki Wahin Mayim Shnasu Altarsa Kodesh, Kikoshnasu Shavits Nasu Rishon.
Altarsa Kodesh was
the. Means you guard it, it's been guarded. It's been guarded, it's been guarded to be tar.
To be used.
That it should be 100% tar. It's you guard it.
Good.
So this now becomes this the sharitz now this comes a rishon to the mishnagim sharitz nasu rishon tuma. Now mayim, here's the point that we need. The mayim shall gam be kiko nasu rishon tuma. Now this loaf of bread kiko zed nasu sheni tuma. So this loaf of bread is a rishon. It's touching this loaf of bread, so it becomes a sheni. It's like a domino effect.
What happened to the water that's inside it?
It doesn't make a difference because the same way the loaf of bread is a rishon, the water is a rishon. Doesn't make a difference because the sharitz is an af.
Talking about this one.
Okay, so here's what it says. So kikar nas is this. So first, let's start off one thing at a time. First, the kikar nas is sheni lutoma. Now, when this loaf of bread becomes a sheni, the water becomes a rishon. Mayim shlagabi kikar nas a rishon lutoma. Become akam inam leisim lutoma lo kikar shabein kacha kikar sheni lutoma.
Why is that?
It doesn't make a difference because the loaf of bread anyway is a sheni. This is an af. This is a rishon.
This becomes a rishon only because of the water.
No, because of the sheretz. Because of the sheretz. The sheretz is an af.
So then why is the water? Why do you have to put the water?
Water is because we want to be consistent. The water is going to be a rishon in every single case. So this is an af. This is a rishon. This is a rishon. So the water is also a rishon. Doesn't make a difference. So the water is going to be the same thing as loaf of bread. Now when this loaf of bread touches this loaf of bread, so what does this become? It becomes a sheni. But the water becomes a. The water is touching the sheni. It
becomes a rishon.
It becomes a rishon.
So then why isn't the whole loaf then? Well, once the loaf turns, if
the sheni water
makes,
yeah.
makes it a rishon,
yeah.
So this should in turn make it back a rishon.
No, why make it back a rishon? The rishon makes a sheni. Rishon makes it. You always go down one notch. Why? Why did it become a rishon? Even if the water is a rishon, so it's a rishon touching something. When the rishon touches something, it becomes sheni.
Mm.
You always go down a notch. You never go up.
Only with water.
Mayim shalgam b'kiyon nasa rishon l'tuma. Become akam in mosim tuma l'kicha. It's not going to be able to get the wash. Shabekach b'enkach yoshen l'tuma. Kesef asimul av rishon sheni. The water now becomes a rishon. Now here's the part that we need. Here's the chiddush. Lule hamashkin shalgam b'kiyon. If not for the liquid, what would this become? This will become a shlishi. Lulu hamashkin shall gabi gabav hoya kikah shlishi l'tuma. Avne hamashkin shall gabav nasa sheni l'tuma. If not for the liquid, this will become a shlishi. Av rishon sheni shlishi. But because there is liquid, the liquid hamayim shall kikah shlishi mitzad tuma sakikar enim nasim tchil lufi she'en shlishi ba kodesh ois hamashkin tchila. El a mashkin shall kodesh bulvan. Av a loy mashkin shall chul shnasu tarsa kodesh. This liquid, So he's saying here, this liquid is not liquid of kodesh. This is ordinary liquid. It was raining. It's not holy water. The kikar is holy, but not the water. Got it? The loaf of bread is holy, but the water is not holy. The water is just ordinary water.
It's not taras?
Oh, so he's saying, but you're guarding it. It's not really holy. It's make-believe holy.
Yes, but what is it?
Elamashin shal kodesh v'vad avaloi mashkin chulin shenas lo taras kodesh. There's something called Kodesh and the same called Taharas HaKodesh. Kodesh is when it's really Kodesh. Taharas HaKodesh is practice. It's not really Kodesh, but I want to treat all of the food that I have in my house as if it was Kodesh in order to practice for the day that I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Taharas HaKodesh. You live in your home with a darug of Taharas HaKodesh. It's not the real thing, because you can't have real Kodesh outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim, but you want to accustom yourself to the stringencies of Kedusha. Got it? So this water is not really Kodesh, because there's no stringency. Because when do you have holy water? There is no stringency as holy water. This is a holy thing, holy water. When you have holy water, maybe you have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Was holy water.
Holy water, what you're talking about. Go ahead. This Kodesh is not holy water.
No, it's not. Maim there is the Simchas Beis Hashoeva. The water you pour on the Mizbeach. You are Mekadesh the water. The water goes, you pour down the Shis, and now it's holy water.
Yeah.
No?
So what are you trying to tell me? Yeah?
So here we have over here Mashkin Chul and Shnas Nadas HaKodesh Avul Mibnei Chivis HaKodesh Nechsov HaMayim Shigat Shnagu B'Kiko HaSheni.
Yeah.
It's become the Mibnei Chivis HaKodesh Nechsov HaMayim Shinagu B'Kiko B'Kiko
Right
HaSheni
Right
B'Achshav Nase Rishon L'Tomo V'Shuv Oysim Esakiko HaShlishi Sheni L'Tomo
Sheni.
So therefore this becomes, and the word becomes to a Rishon. The Rishon makes the lower into a Sheni. Exactly. Good. What you said.
Good.
Now this lower into a Sheni is going to, now the same is going to repeat itself over and over.
Good.
This would normally be a V.
Right.
But because this law, but so this really, this word really is a Rishon. Makes into a Sheni. And now this means a Shlishi. And the water is a Rishon. The word becomes a Sheni. So Nachmal, this all over again. The mayim shall gabi akikar nechshavim lanagoyim akikar koydim mechem gemen shu sheni luto manasa mayim shtachilu shu oysim es akikar ashaal shein al gabim lo sheni luto ma. Next case chinli oylam kol akikar nasa sheni luto ma bnei hamayim shal gabav hamayim shal gabi akikar nechshavim lanagoyim akikar koydim bekev vansin shu sheni luto manasa mayim tchilu vishuv oysim es akikar shein al gabav lo sheni luto ma. The water, why is the water touching that? It's touching that, this is a Sheni, becomes a Rishon, fine. So the point of here is, all of these loaves of bread are all going to be Shenis because of the water.
Right.
Because there's water in the cow, the water in the cow is going to cause everything to go to become Sheni.
Right.
Got it?
Yeah.
So let's see over here, you want to do the Rav now, or you want to do this? You want to do this, you want to do this?
The Rav, because we did a Pirish, we understand what it is, and now we can do the Rav and see what he says.
You're just scared of this.
You're very scared of that.
I'm not scared of it. Okay? Okay, we have the Shtei Alechem, Lechem Apanim, Uminachas Yisbohem.
That's what it's called?
That's Kikar HaKodesh.
Shtei Alechem. These are the Shtei Alechem?
Shavuos, yeah. And Shavuot. Shtei Alechem.
They look like pizza pies.
Two loaves of bread.
That's what they look like.
Kikar HaKodesh, Shavuos, so we have Kikar HaKodesh, Shtei Alechem, Lechem Apanim, Uminachas Yisbohem. Okay, Shabbosayich Gumosayim, what does that mean? Shabbosayim Mayim, and in Shabbosayich Gumosayim Mayim Mikudashim, inside the holes, this hole, this holy water, Shachayu B'sayich HaGumosh Al Gabi HaKiko Mayim Shnasu Al Taras HaKodesh.
Correct.
V'nitma Kiko Echa B'Sharetz, one Kiko touch the Sharetz, and Naga Kiko HaShinimah B'Sheni, V'Hasheni B'Shlishi, V'Afilu Hein Neya, Inu Terechajer, Kum Tmeyim, V'Afish Lo Nagu B'Mayim Shebi Kiko Har.
A lot of noise.
Even though the loaves did not touch the water, Ella Naga called the Kika Bechadero, he knit Mukulam. Why? Each loaf did not touch. Each loaf did not touch the water. Each bread is touching the next piece of bread. It's not touching the water. Each loaf is touching 1, 2, 3, 4. They're touching each other.
Good. I like that.
Okay.
Right. Very good.
So the Avi should not go with Mayim Shabikiko. Ella Naga called the Kika Bechadero, he knit Mukulam. Why? Shechibas Hakodesh Oisa Kilu Hamashke the Chibas Hakodesh. He explains here very clear. The Chibas Hakodesh Oisa Kilu Hamashke Shebesoich Kol Kikar Shehu Naset Chila. Who Shenoga VeKikar VeTimoy.
What does that mean?
That the liquid always comes a Rishon.
I know what it is, but it
and now the liquid,
that,
the liquid is touching the liquid is now touching the loaf of bread itself, which makes a loaf of bread into a Rishon.
But does it say that in the Rav?
It does say it.
No.
The status of Chibas HaKodesh establishes Ki'ilu Hamashke, the liquid, Shebesech Kol Kikar, Shehu Nasa Tchila, the liquid always becomes a Rishon. Who Shenoga B'Kikar is touching the Kikar itself, V'Timoy, and is contaminating once again. Aval, okay, it's very simple.
Okay, I know what the Matzias is, that the Lashon is not good.
It is good.
I don't get it. Go ahead, fight that.
Aval, B'Truma, But let's say this was not Kodesh, this was Truma.
Uh-huh.
Then the Truma, it's going to have a different status. Aval, the Truma, ain't a king.
Why not?
Aval, akiko harishon hanitma, the kiko harishon hanitma, besharitz bulvad, metame yitzchadero, liyosheni, viyasheni poislas ashlishi, and to make poislas ashlishi, the su loyin, and it stops there, the loycha yishin and lamashka besharitzayichaguma. And we're not concerned for mashka besharitzayichaguma.
Wow.
And what does that mean exactly?
I'll tell you.
Let's take a look. We have over here the sherets.
Why don't we wait for the next case?
This is the next case.
So
this,
let's read it.
This?
Yeah, let's read it.
We have your sherets.
Truma shenitmish.
Netama sheni pois lechot. Truma. That's what it is over here.
Truma netama shnayim upois lechot.
Truma netama shnayim pois lechot. But he already explained it. That's the difference. He calls Kodesh Rishon Chagumah Sein Ma'im Kodashim Nit Nitmeis Achas Ma'im Sheretz Kulam Tmeis. But this is not Kodesh, it was Chumah Metame Shnayim Upayis Alecha. Now what does that mean? That's what he already explained on the very top. And then he goes on to say in Yesh. What is it? We have the Sheretz. Kigashol Chumah Ha'akiko Nashnaga B'Sheretz Naser Rishon Tumah. Okay, simple. Av, this thing becomes a Rishon. Clear?
Because of the sheretz.
Sheretz is an av, so Rishon. Now, this touching this.
Yeah.
Kiko is an asa sheni l'toma. If this, now what about the mayim?
Yeah.
Mashkim shalgabi, not an asa Rishon. The water becomes a Rishon.
Yeah.
Einan moisifim tumo l'kiko shabengach mekachut. What could the water do to the kiko? Make it into a sheni. It already is a sheni. There's nothing you can do, but it already is a sheni. Water is a Rishon. The water turns into a Rishon. So now the question is, does the water...
So that's what it did the last time also.
Exactly.
So
far, these two are exactly the same.
Correct.
Now, here's the nafkamina. Now we go to the third kikar.
Good.
The third kikar is touching the sheni. It's a sheni.
Good.
Kikar zehu shlishim tumma. Oh, this is going to shlishim tumma. Apostle, it's shlishim tumma. Now here's the liquid, here's the chiddush.
Yeah.
The mashkin shalgavim einam nechshav unayim mekikar sheni. Even though we have liquid, we don't. The bread is a shlishi, and we don't have the liquid. The liquid is not touching mashkin shalgavim einam nechshav unayim mekikar sheni. We don't consider this liquid touching this loaf of bread. Umitzad tumas akikar shlishi atzmai einam nasim tchila shashlishi v'tshuma einay oise. Mashkin, that is the aside.
The mashkin doesn't make it a Rishon?
Right. By Truma.
A Gevaldike Kula.
Gevaldike Kula, right. Right. Only when you achibas HaKadosh, only liquid,
Kusha.
Only by Kodesh do we say the liquid.
By Tahara.
Do we say liquid can become, liquid can become. That when a sheni touches liquid, do we say the liquid becomes a Rishon? But when it comes to Truma, this is a Rishon, this is a sheni, this is a Shlishi, Lutoma, sheni, becomes a Shlishi.
But over here, didn't
that's where the buck stops, what?
This became
a Rishon.
How did it become a Rishon?
Because it's touching the bread.
What's this?
Av. This is a Rishon, I'm sorry.
So why is this?
This is a Rishon, this is a sheni. So sheni. So now, what is touching?
Nothing happens with the water.
The water itself is a rishon.
Why?
Because it's touching a sheni. A sheni by truma can make water into a rishon.
Not a shlishi.
Not a shlishi. A sheni makes the water into a rishon. The water is a rishon. It's a perish.
But this is a sheni.
What? This is a shlishi.
Why is it a shlishi?
Because what? It's not touching the water. It's touching the dough.
When this touched this and it touched the water, it became a Rishon.
The water. So now, what? Now the water in turn will make the loaf of bread, the bread into a.
Not a Rishon.
A sheni.
Also?
No, of course not.
Before it did.
No, it didn't. Look at this case. Sheretz Navatim. This becomes a Rishon.
Yeah, I'm listening.
What is the water? Zol Bazach. Now this loaf where it touched this, what does this become?
Rishon.
No. Okay. Why does it become a Rishon? What?
Comes to Sheni?
Sheni, of course Sheni. Okay, now what does the water become?
Rishon.
Does the water now in turn make the bread? What does the water in turn
Rishon.
Now do? No, there's no Sheni. Such thing as Sheni. There's no such thing as when one thing touches the next, doesn't become the same thing. It only it goes down.
It's in the same
plan. It doesn't make a difference.
Same.
So what?
Piece of bread.
So what? So what? It only goes down, doesn't go up. You go down. You don't go up.
You go up with the water. The water makes you go up.
The water goes up, but the water. Now when the water in turn touches something else, The next madrega, it goes down.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay, so now what happens next? So this loaf of bread now touches
another loaf of bread.
So what does this become? Theoretically, no. Let's go through the steps.
Shlishi.
Now what happens? What is the water? What does the water become?
Water becomes a sheni.
No.
Rishon.
A rishon. Can a shlishi make water into a rishon?
Yes, and by kedusha.
Oh, by kodesh. A shlishi of kodesh can make water into a rishon.
Right.
Now, when the water is a rishon, what does the water in turn do to the loaf of bread?
I thought it doesn't do anything, you tell me.
It always... It makes into a sheni. So what does the bread now become?
Sheni.
Now, when this sheni. Piece of bread touches this loaf of bread, no, we'll go to the steps. Shlishi. And when what happens to the water?
Rishon.
What does the sheni. Water then make into a sheni? And what happens to the next loaf of bread? A sheni is touching, this becomes a?
Shlishi.
And then it touches the water.
Rishon.
And the Rishon makes the loaf of bread and turn sheni. Into a sheni. But in this case...
Lots of transitions.
But in this case, it stops here. Why is that? Because here... Why? Because in order for the water to become a Rishon, the water is always touching a shlishi. But when it comes to Truma cannot make water into a Rishon. Truma that is a shlishi does not have the kach to make the water into a rishon. So look what happens. The sheretz touches a little bit. What does this become? This becomes a
rishon.
Now and the water is also a rishon. It's all the zolbzach. Now when this touches this, what does this become?
Sheni.
What happens to the water?
Rishon.
And now makes the bread back into a
sheni.
This touches this. What does this become?
Shlishi.
What about the water?
Rishon.
No.
Oh, can't do that.
Because truma, a shlishi of truma cannot make water into a rishon. So what is the water? Nothing. The water is tar. So now what happens when it touches this? What happens when it touches this?
Zero.
It's tar. Kikar zeh nishar tahar.
Tahar.
Ha. Tar. I'm not sure.
Okay, weiter. Just give you a fair warning.
Okay, so weiter. Nitmeis achas, that's over here. Im yeish, that's what we did. Nitmeis achas, we have a shirt, it's cool. It's with shuma, metame shnayim, 1, 2. The poisel achas is puzzle. Puzzle means the buck stops here.
Correct.
Got it?
Hey, poisel achas.
The buck stops here. Next, im yeish b'neim mashke tefeach. Let's say we have mashke tefeach. Af b'tshuma kol tamei.
A mashke tefeach.
And what's mean? Actually, im yeish mashke tefeach. Af b'tshuma kol tamei. What does it mean mashke tefeach? It's moist. Notice it's moist. If it's moist, then it's different now. Let's see im yeish.
We don't want to read this.
Let's see the parish for the raft first. Then we'll look at the picture.
We should learn the parish first.
Kiko shnaga b'sheretz nasa rishno tama. Kiko zenasa sheni lutama. Mashke tefeach. Okay, this mashke tefeach nase trilo. The mash. So what's touching this loaf of bread? See, the difference in this case, each loaf of bread touched loaf of bread. In this case, the loaf of bread is not touching the next loaf; it's touching the mashke. That's the fundamental difference in this case.
This is only mashke here,
right?
Not here.
The difference in these previous cases, one loaf of bread is touching the next loaf of bread.
Right.
But in this case, one loaf of bread is touching the mashke.
Correct.
Oh, when you're touching mashke, so you upgrade immediately. So you have the sheretz becomes a rishon, the mashke becomes a...
There's no mashke there.
This is the mashke.
Is it? Yeah.
That's the mashke.
He didn't write it there.
Look, mashke tefeach.
Over here he writes it, but he didn't write it here.
Well, you don't need it in this case, because in this case, even if you don't have the mashke tefeach, it's going to be the same halacha.
Okay.
The sheretz is a rishon.
Then don't say that.
The sheretz is an av. This becomes a rishon. This becomes a sheni.
Good.
Now, when the sheni is touching the mashke becomes a rishon, and the rishon is touching the next loaf of bread. Not like in this case where it's red. So this becomes a sheni. The mashke becomes a rishon. The rishon touches this. This becomes a sheni, and this goes on. Good. So that's what it's over here. We have mashke. See, I need the pictures. See over here.
Good. Im yesh b'neim. It's very important.
Im yesh b'neim mashke tefeach af b'tshuma kulam tefeach. So mashke tefeach shabin kol kiyah b'kikar. The mashke tefeach shabin kol kiyah b'kikar. Chayzul liyos techil becomes a rishon b'tam b'kikar shul kinege b'liyos shel liyos a sheni. Kechil liyaylam. When you have mashke in between, so therefore it's the sheretz, the loaf of bread, the mashke. The mashke is always going to be the transmitter. the transmitter.
Testing, transmitter.
Okay. Amashke tefersha ben kilobatolias and kilob and tamakigos of the Shogunable of the Shane Kinley on Perish Perishach. Oh, another parish.
Uh-oh.
A Naya parish.
Uh-oh.
Perishach.
Do we want to confuse ourselves?
What?
Do we want to confuse ourselves?
Yes, we do.
Good. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Today you do. Good, I'm happy. That means you.
Perishach. Kikoro sakoidesh. Hamunacha is betablo. Is there a picture? There is no picture.
Maybe.
Nope, no picture. Kikaris hakodesh hamunacha is betablo. We have kikaris hakodesh in the tablo. Osu gumos kumos. Oh, it's a tablo. It's in a. How come there's no picture for this? It's in a tray. It's in a tray. Very few pictures in this mesachta.
Baruch Hashem, we got one today. It was.
Okay, perishacha. Kikaris Hakodesh Hamunacha is betablo. It's a tray. It's a tray. It's like I guess like a tray like in yeshiva, where they serve food and they have like the parts of the plate have different sections. Did you ever see that?
No.
You ever go? Do you have those like a
tray? What?
No, like airline food.
Okay.
Where they give you food and it's like the plate itself has different sections.
Okay. Good.
You want to go downstairs? Should I show you?
Section plate.
Section you sell those things?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Put the vegetables here. The
yeah.
Don't forget to eat your vegetables, your mother used to say.
Protein and starch.
Used to say.
Carbohydrates.
You have to eat the vegetables.
So he's saying only pshat. He's saying only that if you have one big plate and there are sections and one thing becomes tame, everything in the plate becomes tame, because we view the fact that it's in one plate automatically combines them all together. Tumah is equal, and tumah spreads entirely when it comes to kodesh, but now when it comes to truma, Nachmo, one more time. Perushach, kikaris hakodesh. You have to have 10 loaves of bread in a tray, and each loaf of bread is contained in its own compartment. And there's a wall, there's a small wall separating one loaf of bread from the next. Like muffins, you have big muffins, or cupcakes? Cupcakes?
I eat them all the time.
Cupcakes. So they have a big tray where they have a little hole, because they have a big tray and each cupcake is in its own little guma. Let's say a sheretz touches one cupcake. Do all of the cupcakes become tamei? Yes. Why? Because since it's in one tabla, in one tray, the tabla is mitzdoref all of the cupcakes into one entity, and when the sheretz touches one, it's as if the sheretz touched them all. But that principle is only true when it comes to
muffins.
Kodesh. Now when it comes to truma. Okay, so noch einmal. Brennika, Perishach, Kikos, Kodesh, Amunachas, Betabla, Hossi, Gumus, Gumus, Hossi, Gumunach, Hossi, Gumus, 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 Hossi, like a cupcake tray, and each little hole there's water, there's no bread, there's no bread, it's just mayim. Clear? You got it? I don't know why you make a picture. One compartment came to me. Nitmu kun why shehakli. Here is the yisoid hadavar. The reason why is because shakli, the utensil, is mitzarif ma'asha b'seicha el kodesh. The kli is mitzarf the entire thing. The kli is mitzarf the gan zach because it's not for truma. Why? Why don't we go say the kli is when it comes to, let's say you have a truma and you have all different gumas and you have bread in each guma or you have mash in each guma. The betruma ene mitame elarishon v'sheni upaisel shlishi hechad nagu zebzeh. When it comes to truma, you only go in madregot. You go down in madrega. You don't say the kli. We don't apply this principle that the kli is mitzarf all of them together. The in kli mitzarf im yesh ben aguma. The only exception will be that if you have ben aguma smash with the feach. But if you're going to have between the gumos, there's going to be some liquid. So then the liquid is what's touching the next thing. So then the liquid becomes a rishon, and the rishon can go. It's recharged. It's re-energized. It's re-energized. Then it's going to be mitame. Then yesh ben gumos smash with feach. Kol tamish akikar shucheni osir mashke rishon uchez matame akikar achav b'chein kulam. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. That's Chaz the Mishnah. It's a very hard Mishnah. Yeah, Kikaro is a Kodesh. The loaves of Kodesh Mosech Gumosayim. Mayim Shemosech Gumosayim Mayim Mikudash in the first parish. Litmeis Achas Mayim B'Sheretz Kulam Tmeis, because they keep on being recharged, so it goes on forever. But B'Tshuma B'Tam Mishnayim 1-2. I'm sorry, it's a time of 1-2, a place lechad, and it stops there. Im yesh bnei mashke tefeach, even when it comes to tshuma, then after tshuma, kol tami goes on forever. Ad le'oilam. Ad le'oilam vo'ed, u'lenetzach nitzachim. Good?
Yep.
You have Mishachar?
Yeah.
So very good, we learned the first parak of Sechataris.
Hashem. Next
parak. Ha'ish. Oh.
Favorite parak.
She was kveshes. Kveshes means she was
pickling.
Very good. Yorok. Vegetables.
Pickles. You love pickles.
Yorok pat v'naga ba'ala chutz lakadera. So here we are over here. And the ba'ala of naga ba'ala chutz l'kedera, oy b'makom ha'nagu a dry place, af al pi sheyesh by kabeitza, who tamei v'akol tar. Now, what in the world is going on over here? So let's see the picture. We have isha shechotcha tumas. So we have over here. It says truma. You go with truma. That's the first he said. Isha shechotcha tumas yorak v'loy nad lo yudayim. So she cut up over here vegetables. It's lettuce. And this lettuce is truma. It's truma. So it can become a shlishi. And she did not wash her hands. Yadayim misu avos, dirty hands. Which means that the vegetables become a afal pishu yadeh. Itmei shriyos. Loi nitmu es a yarek. Koyot vadayin lohusha ha yarek l'kabu tuma. Okay, so even though her hands were shriyos, but the vegetables, nothing, they are tar. Why? Because now you get wet. In order for a vegetable to become tummy, it has to get wet. Are you okay?
I'm trying to figure this out.
A vegetable, truma, does not become tummy. A food does not become tummy unless there's hechshamayim.
Yeah.
So we're dealing with a situation where there was no hechshamayim.
No
hechshamayim. So therefore, it can, a
so
food,
it can, so it
impossible. Nothing can happen.
Nothing can happen.
So even though the woman, her hands are tmeos, even the woman, her hands are shniyos, and normally when a sheni touches truma, the truma becomes a shlishi.
Only
not in this case when there's water. Since there's no water, therefore there's nothing to worry about. Now what happened? She then went, she poured in water. She put it into the thing and she filled it with water. Hela nixas. Now what happened over here? Now naga bia tame. Tumashnius Baala Nasa Ha'ala Shlishi Paisal Vaina Pasul Vaina Pasul Ha'ala the leaf Aina Matame Klum the Kadera is Lufisha Shlishi Aina Makabel Matame Achaidim Afiluhein Mashkin Mitsa Sa'ala Taibel the Mashka Huksha Ha'ala Lakabel Tum. So what happened here was the husband took a leaf and he dipped part of the leaf into liquid. So even though the entire leaf, when it comes to hechshamayim, it's very important. So you don't need the whole thing to be wet. You know that?
Just partial.
Part is wet. Even if you have a big leaf and just a little teeny part of it becomes wet, the entire leaf is now susceptible to tumah.
Correct.
So you took a leaf, you fill it with water. The woman filled it up.
Good.
filled up with water, so now all the leaves inside are now susceptible to tumah.
They're not only susceptible, don't they become tumah?
No. Why they become tumah? No one touched it yet.
She didn't touch it?
She touched it before they were wet. Just because you touched before it doesn't become tummy when it becomes wet. You have touched it after it becomes wet. So now it got wet, and now she touched it. It's too little, too late. Too little, too late.
But did it? Okay. So you put it in the water. Yeah. Go ahead.
She put it in the water, and now her husband. She put it into the water. So now it is susceptible to tummy.
Right.
It is susceptible to tummy.
Yeah.
And now her husband touched. Husband has also is a sheni. He's also a sheni. And he touched one of the leaves. So the leaf now becomes a shlishi. Now, when the leaf becomes a shlishi, the leaf is now is touching water. Does the water become a rishain?
Oh.
What? Does the water become a rishain? Not when it comes to truma. Like you said, no. Only when it comes to kodesh does water become a rishain. But truma does not have the capacity to be metame water. Even though water normally is upgraded to a rishain, that's only when it comes to a sheni or a rishain, but not when it comes to a shlishi by truma. It becomes a rishain by kodesh. But water does not become a rishain by truma. Truma that is a shlishi.
Yeah.
What?
Sheni
even chulin can make even a sheni of chulin can make into water. Can make water into a rishain.
Right.
But when it comes to true, this is the aside of Masech Taharas, the first parak.
Yeah.
That when it comes to a shlishi of truma,
right,
you have an object, and the shlishi touches water. Nothing happens to that water. The water remains tar.
Right.
This that we are familiar with this principle that water becomes a rishain. That's only when a sheni touches water, even by chulin, a sheni of chulin can make water into a rishain, or kodesh. Even a shlishi of kodesh can make water into a rishain. But a shlishi of truma cannot make water into a rishain. So here we have a leaf, a piece of lettuce, and the lettuce is touching water. Nothing is going to happen to the water. The mayim is going to remain tar. Okay, that's what it's over here. Allah in the time of So over here, mixas all the toil mashkin, husha all the kabul tum, levide and mish. So therefore, that's time over here so far. Okay, let's see the picture. How you this is the mish. Each is how you saw kadesh yark with kadera. The nagab all the chutz likadera. Oy, makam anagav, she touched it outside the makam anagav, or a dry place, after she yesh by kibetza, hu tame, for hu tar. The nogabala chutz the kadera. Even the leaf is kibetza, hutame. That leaf is tame because that leaf now is in contact with liquid, so it's chosh lekabel tama. Hutame, v'akol tar. Everything else is tar. Okay, that's picture number four. Let's see the raf. Isha. The isha tahira airi. Okay, it says here the isha is tahira. But that's not what it's over here. He's over here. Eisha shachatcha tumas yark v'lanot liyadayim. Liyadayim musov v'asal p'yishay dead tumeyas shniyas loytim v'asatar. I don't know. He says over here that she's tahira. It's a contradiction between the picture and what it says in the raf. The isha tahira. Shayisak v'ash yark shal tumah b'kadeira. V'ayisak yark lohuch shal l'kabal tumah. Elo kadeach ha'kayv shem shemachatchem v'asay yamrak b'loy mashkem. U'molchim o'yisav v'naisim b'kadeira. O'y b'chavis v'y achar kach nesn lov yayin chaymeitz a shemen v'ruch shu oisoy ha'ol. Okay, so far what happened was she sliced vegetables, she put into the pot, and now she ate the water. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Naga. Now the husband comes along, the man of the home comes home, and he touches it. The Yodayim is suavais. She pois them as a chum of the man touches it. Bala. Shall Yarok, Shahayo Chetsiai Bekadero im Hamashke, the Chetsio Chusagdeo Nagov, and outside was out, it was dry. The Nagab Mokam Hanagov, he touched the dry portion. Af al pi shayesh bekabetza, shushulatam, even though this loaf, this leaf is very large, it has the combined volume of a beitza, which under normal circumstances could convey tumah to the next object, it does not matter. Hutame, oisah, all of that leaf. The akol tar shor hayark v'amashke shebeder the loy osi hay olah shebevitzasa bekder v'tam elhu. Why the odayim shniyos Even when it comes to the mashke. Good? Do you understand this?
Think.
No, think is no good.
Okay, so
whenever you say think, that means you don't. It means I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, so just read it.
It's very easy. No, it's very easy.
Okay.
What's the problem here?
Nothing.
You have the vegetable. The vegetable.
Just read it inside, that's all.
She put vegetables.
Right.
The vegetables are tar. And then what does it say in the Rav? Then you add liquid. You add liquid.
Vinaga.
But first the after you're adding in, you add liquid. Now you see there's no liquid, now there's liquid.
Right.
So what is the mile of adding liquid? We add liquid, it's the chuchsho lekabel tuma.
Right.
And now the husband comes along and he touches one of the leaves. So what happens to that leaf that he touches? The husband's hand is what? What is the status of his hand?
I don't know.
It's a shani. His hand is a shani.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Good.
So he touched the leaf, what happens to the leaf?
What? Risha.
No, what Risha? You totally spaced out. If his hand is a shani, what is the leaf? Risha. I can't believe it's not listening to what it's saying.
Is it shani? Is it shlishi?
Oh. You go down to Madrega.
Right. This is Truma or Kedusha?
Truma!
Okay.
How could Chul become a Shlishi?
And a Shlishi can't become.
Can't become, it's Truma.
Right, so the water
Truma.
Can't
so what are the water? No, the water was Machshirit to become Mimakabal, to make it susceptible to Tumah. If there was no water, nothing would happen.
But it can't become Tumah. If this is a Shlishi, right?
No, his hand is a Shani. The leaf is a Shlishi.
It's a Shlishi, but a Shlishi can't become.
Why not?
What it touches a shlishi.
Oh, that's what we learned. That's the principle. So now it stops there.
Right.
So the leaf is tameh,
right.
Is pusel,
right.
But everything else inside is tar. Ha'isha, shahisa kavesh yark b'gedera, v'nagabala ba'alu chutz b'gedera. And her husband touched outside, he did not put his hand inside to the liquid. He only touched the leaf itself. Chutz b'gedera, v'mokam ha'nagav, af al pi sheyesh b'y kabeitza, even though... Even though the leaf itself is a beitza, and under normal circumstances, the size of a beitza has the ability to be metame.
Yeah.
Right? Under normal circumstances, the size of a beitza can convey to ma. Avo pi sheyesh bo kabeitza, hu tame. This leaf itself is tame. The akol tar, all of the other leaves are going to be tahar.
Yeah.
Understand why?
This is Tame. Tame, Bakal Tar.
All the other leaves are tar.
Yeah, we said that. We said that this is a.
His hand is a shani.
This becomes a shlishi. This is tar.
Tar. Oh, but there's liquid inside.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Because the shani. Because the shlishi can't make a.
Liquid into a rishon. Good. Done. Next case.
Naga,
Maka Mamashke, but let's say the man. He touched it.
He touched the water.
The mukha mashka. He touched it over here. There's liquid.
He touched the water.
On right. The leaf, there is liquid.
Right. He touched.
So what does liquid? The liquid turns into a
risha.
Oh, and then when the liquid touches, it becomes a shani. So we're in business.
What's we're in business?
Naga. We diving today.
What time is it?
It's 7:30.
I have to go. What time? How much more do we have? Oh, it's long. Okay, we learned the Mishnah and a half.
Okay.
Going to the ladies.